True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What if, let me ask you this about Russ. What if he's got multiple teams? And it's his decision. So what if the Kings, I think it was like $3 million a year for if he would have opted in Denver or something like that. What if three teams said, we'll give you 2-year, $10 million deal. And he's choosing.
I feel like perfectly possible. I think if that's the scenario, I think he already chose.
Okay.
That would just be my feeling, because if he chooses, that team probably won't burn him or his agent, and they're gonna work with the idea that Russell Westbrook is here next year for this dollar figure. Let's go from there. Mm-hmm. That again, that's just my opinion.
I got you.
Not that the Sacramento Kings couldn't have talked to him. Not that the Sacramento Kings might continue to talk to him. But my feeling is he has a destination. He knew that destination a few weeks ago, and it's not Sacramento.
I got you.
I don't believe anyone blindly. John, is Jake frozen? Yep. Jake's gone. That's good.
Oh, man, I love when people get on the show.
It's always an adventure.
It is.
It's always an adventure.
Yeah.
I love
for him to be here. And I think it's part of a bigger picture, too. I think, you know, Jake is about to join us. We're going to talk Nick Clifford. But I think all these names that you're hearing, I think they've got a specific, the Kings have a specific thought about where these guys are going to be at. I'll talk about it more though.
All right, let's try Jake again. Jake Aiden, there he is.
Hey.
Jake, what's up, baby?
Hey, sorry guys, I just got done with a workout real quick. Kenny, I don't know if you heard. I don't know if you heard about it. It's a new workout fab, Kenny. It's the Damian Barling Fit 45.
Oh,
I did.
It's like
Sean T. For me, though, is. Yeah, exactly. The difference with me is I like to do it around noon, and the person who runs the program usually does it around 5 or 6 a.m. Can't get up that early, unfortunately, but, you know, instead I'll just do it.
But you got the video, though. You got the video while he's at the local high school with 10 other people around him. And what is
going on right now?
That's the Damian Barling workout plan.
Yes, exactly.
Damian Barling. Once again, the new Sean T. What was that, P90X? What's yours going to be called? Rich. That's what it's going to be called.
No, just let me know when you two are done. Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor over here. It's great. Everybody's got jokes today. Jake, you were at the media watch party last night.
I was.
What did you think? I mean, did you read the tea leaves? Did you have a feeling that the Kings were getting in on the action last night? And when they did, what did you think of the pick?
So for me, from everything I was being told, which kind of lines up for how the kind of draft shook out, was that Brooklyn pick was the pick that the Kings were targeting maybe even a week ago. possibly sending 2 second-round picks, the first second-round pick this past year, and a future second-round pick, or second-round pick this year, and a future second-round pick, and pick up that late first from Brooklyn. But they saw their guy, and as Scott Perry put it, he was opportunistic and moved up and got OKC. I liked the move to go get with OKC. He has a history with Scott Presti, with Presti, the GM Sam Presti, of OKC. Yeah thank you. All the tea leaves and everything that I was being told was that Brooklyn pick, those back-to-back Brooklyn picks at the late end of the draft was what the Kings were targeting. But they could move up as early as 19 if they saw someone that they really, really wanted. I think one of the guys that they really wanted went to 18, and then the other guy started to fall. And when he fell into one of the conversations that they had previous to the draft with OKC and Brooklyn, they went with the OKC one, and here we are. We have Neek Clifford, a Sacramento King.
Let me ask you this real quick before we dive into Neek, because I know you're familiar with him and his game. But do you feel that they were going to get back into that first round regardless, or was it specific to certain players that they like? So if there was, I know for a fact, a couple of guys that they were targeting came off the board a little earlier, and the full transparency, Neek was like one of the last guys they had really looked at and wanted. If Neek had gone earlier and they didn't have any of those guys, would they have just stayed put and not gone into the first round?
No, you're on point with that, Casey. I think there was a list of guys that they had graded as a top prospect or a lottery prospect that they really liked, had high grades on. Neek Clifford was quite honestly the last one on that list that they were really interested in. And I turned to James Hamm, our good friend Hammer, and said, like, hey, there's only one guy left there. And if he's there, they're going to go grab him. So that's what happened. I don't think if Neek came off the board earlier, especially at 20, or he was even projected to go between 15 and 20, I don't think they would have gone back into the first round. They would have been perfectly fine not having a first round pick and kind of gone into day two trying to reevaluate where they could work. But if their guy was there, they were going to get him, and Neek Clifford was one of those guys.
Well, okay, so, I want to jump ahead to a few things and try to stop here and just ask, what do you think of Neek Clifford? Like, in terms of what the Sacramento Kings look like right now, what did you think of that acquisition?
So, as Casey alluded to, like, I have a really great relationship with Neek. I have covered Neek since he was 16 years old at Vanguard High School in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Like, I know this kid, his mom, Angel, since he was before puberty. Like, I'm talking before he had the growth spurt, fam. Like, this kid has always been a very top rated prospect coming out of Colorado. He was a 3-star, almost a 4-star guy, played at a very, very small school in Colorado Springs. It was a charter school. It's a 3A school. So Colorado has 5A through 1A. It's a 3A school. But think about, the 5A schools are comparable to like a Grant here or an Intercom here in California. Graduating class of maybe 100 kids, 400 kids total in the school. So very small community. His competition wasn't great at the high school level, but he didn't decide to play on the AAU circuit. Colorado didn't have a great AAU circuit in general. But when he played, and when he played up to competition, especially some of the best in Colorado, he always performed well. Always had the length, always had the athleticism, developed his shot, especially his junior and senior year of high school. Committed early to Colorado, liked the idea of staying and being a hometown guy and playing for Tad Boyle at CU. Of course, the COVID pandemic had a lot to do with his development. People say that, you know, he thought he was going to be a one-and-done guy at CU and be in Boulder for 1 year. And unfortunately, with COVID, that just didn't work out. I also don't think he was great in Tad's system. I think the CU system wasn't good. Hopefully I didn't lose you guys. You still have me?
We got you. Yep. You're cooking.
Okay. Sorry. The CU fit, I don't think, was great for him. I think that he couldn't carve out a role with Tad Boyle. And because of that, that's why he left to go to CSU to play for Nico Medved and play for the Rams. Could have came out last year, had a second round grade, instead went back to school, and then, of course, had a spectacular, quote unquote, super senior year at CSU, leading them to the NCAA tournament. Some things I want people to know about him. averaged a double-double in high school, which is really not that hard, led his team to a state championship, was a Colorado Gatorade Player of the Year for the state of Colorado when they had a couple kids that came out of Colorado that year. One, it was Regis Jesuit, that was a four-star kid that went to CU, and then another kid, I'm blanking his name, the same school that Christian McCaffrey went to, went over to UCLA. So, you know, this kid is the definition of someone you want on your team that is a team-first mentality, glue guy, flashy when you need him, hard worker, scrappy. Like, people are making the Doug Christie comp a lot lately with him. I like that comp. The better comp for me is Josh Hart. Like, I think that is really kind of spot on for what you're looking at in terms of a bigger guard, a smaller small forward, has no problem going in there and getting the rebound. Great, great effort in terms of taking it to the tin. Still can work on his shot, but still has his splits have been good, especially last year at CSU when it comes to field goal percentage and for behind the arc. If the Kings fans think this is a guy that is going to be a starter in 5 years or 4 years, you can throw that out the window. This is a guy that will be the sixth, seventh, or eighth man on your bench that will come in, give you solid minutes. There won't be a drop-off, can have good games, but he will not be someone that takes over. But that's what the Kings need, though. They need more of this. They need more of depth at this position, guys that can come in and help Keegan Murray when he gets in foul trouble or tired, guys that can play along Keon Ellis that come off the bench where Keon's not the only main defensive guy on this team. Personally, not only do I like the pick, but I like how Scott Perry went about the pick, said, hey, you want to go back into the first round if there's a guy there that we got to get. And he uses the right pick, I believe, to get back into that first round in the 2027 top 16 protected pick, which will probably turn into 2 second round picks, which was what you were going to pay to the Nets if you were going to go get that pick later in the first round. So for me, the grade for me is an A pick. I really like him. I think Meek is a great kid in general. Your Kings fans are going to love him because he plays hard. He's a good person, loves being in the community. And like, for me, like I said, full circle moment, like to watch a kid's progression from 16 years old to now being at the professional level. Like, I can't wait to see him tomorrow at the introductory press conference and just be like, dude, like, look where we're at now, bro. Like, we made it. We made it.
Look at us. Look at us. Like that Hot Ones gif.
Yeah.
That they use. Do you think he's a guy that day one can be part of the rotation, or does he need to develop his game a little bit?
No, plug and play. Plug and play. Like, I think about it this way. If the Kings lose out on Jake LaRavia, I think this is a guy that's perfect to take over that LaRavia position. I would like to keep LaRavia because I think he plays more of the small forward, power forward position. But yeah, Meek's going to get minutes right off the bat. I think this is a guy that, because he's 23 years old, because he's played 5 years in college basketball, the speed of the game is something that I have a question on. Is it going to be too fast for him early on? But I do believe IQ-wise, he will be ready to go come opening night at the Golden 1 Center.
I like that. I like that.
So, Jake, the question is, what now? Obviously, we know they have a selection tonight, but you know, there's rumblings, there's murmurs, there's articles, there's talk, there's podcasts, there's D'Lo and KC, there's Jake Gaden. There's other stuff out there. What do you think happens next for this team over the, not just tonight, but really over the next 4 or 5 days or so?
So I think they're going to stick with that 42nd pick, and I still think they're going to take someone, think of length. I think they take someone, a flyer on the wall type of guy that provides them length, maybe a small forward or power forward. Just a depth piece that they don't have expectations for, that will probably play in a G League, a little bit of a development type of guy. We saw a bunch of them come in for workouts this past month or two. I think they'll take a flyer on a wall on a guy like that. What happens next for the Kings is really interesting. So, of course, you guys referenced our good friend Sam Amick's article. All right, we can ding him again for being mentioned on the show once again today. that the Kings have a logjam at that guard position. What does that mean? Well, I think Kings fans really need to come to the realization that Malik Monk could not be on this team next year. I think they also need to come to a possibility that Zach LaVine may not be on this team next year. The difference is this. Monk's contract and Monk's availability is much easier to move than LaVine. There are people that are interested in Malik Monk more than Zach LaVine out there. I think it's been widely reported that Toronto really loves Malik. So I know we've all been saying, well, what are we going to do about the point guard position and how are we going to find a point guard with the guys that are available? I wouldn't be surprised if they use Monk or LaVine in a trade to acquire a point guard of the future, a guy that is established guy in the league, instead of taking some of these guys that are flyers on the wall. Like, I'm sorry, but maybe I'm one of the people that just don't think it's a great fit. But if you add Russell Westbrook to that locker room, like, pass. I'm good. Like, I love, like, his veteran leadership and the type of guy he is. But, like, I've heard murmurs of how he was in Denver this past year. And, like, sometimes it was an interesting locker room with him in there. I don't think that would be a great fit. Marcus Smart, I think, is very old and injury prone. Dennis Schroeder, okay, that's not a bad backup, but I've also been hearing that the reason those reports came out was so he could see if he could get more money from Detroit, and push that envelope. So if you're asking me what the next move is, it's this. They have a logjam at that guard position when it comes to Malik, Devin, Zach, Keon. Don't be surprised. I put Devin Carter in there because I think he plays more off ball than on ball. Do not be surprised if Malik, Devin, or Zach are guys that are very much on the chopping block of guys that can be traded. The other thing that I really want people to keep an eye on, because free agency starts Monday, is what the Kings do with Keon Ellis. That is a big, big decision they have to make in the next 48 to 72 hours. What do we do with that extension? Does he become a restricted free agent, unrestricted free agent? Do they try to negotiate a deal over the next 72 hours? What's their plan for Keon? I know Keon wants to be here. I know Keon would like to get more money, but I don't think he wants, like, if they extend him and he plays on $2 million this next year, I don't think he's the happiest bunch out of everybody. I think he wants to get paid this offseason. He's proven that he's definitely not only a starter, but a key cog in the Kings, future moving forward. So those are some moving pieces that I would expect the Kings to start looking at over the next 72 hours. But things are going to start heating up, guys, very, very soon. Yeah, man.
There's no point in going to commercials, so whatever. We might as well just go to like 45 or something. Jake, great stuff. Like, it's going to be an interesting.
It is, man.
I mean, it all starts Monday.
Yeah.
You know, we got a second round pick coming tonight, and then, well, at least as of right now, we got a second round pick coming tonight, and then free agency starts.
Free agency starts
Monday.
Yeah.
What are you guys most excited about? Let me ask you this: out of everything that's about to happen, what are you most intrigued about? What are you most excited about?
Free agency. I think there are probably some uncomfortable trades ahead. The main one being Malik. I do not think Domantas Sabonis is being traded. I never did, to be clear. Like, there's nothing that's been written that's made me, like, I didn't think Domas was being traded. The one that I've really kind of changed my opinion on in recent weeks was DeMar, and it started with us having the conversation. So, are we sure they have to trade DeMar DeRozan? And then I just started talking myself into it, and now there seems to be some thoughts. Yeah, maybe they're not. And then after the draft last night, I think Malik Monk is being traded, and I think the Kings would love to trade Devin Carter.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Whether they will is another story.
That but. That it could mean absolutely nothing. NBA guys work out all the time, but the workout picture with it wasn't necessarily DeMar, Zach, and Mason. It was Doug Christie that made me say, interesting. So it could have no impact on anything, but that all that kind of always stood out to me. Jake, to your question. I'm interested to see, and this goes to what we were going to talk about before Jake joined us. I'm interested to see what this potential trade that they're going to make that I believe is going to include Malik Monk and Devin Carter. What the point guard is that comes back. Because Schroeder, Russell Westbrook, guys like that, I believe, especially when you talk about Russell Westbrook, I believe Scott Perry, if they're targeting those guys, those aren't to be your starting point guards. Those are backup guys.
I agree.
And you're not going to go get a new center. You're probably not going to get a power forward. You're probably not getting a small forward or a shooting guard. That trade package of Malik Monk, Devin Carter, who else, maybe a draft pick, is specifically to go get a big-time point guard, a big-time starting point guard. I don't know who that is. I want to see who that is. I look at Emmanuel Quickley. You talk about Toronto. It's a guy that everybody, Scott Perry's talked about, drafted, really, really likes. I really like Emmanuel Quickley. Maybe he looks at him as a guy that is a little bit of a hidden gem in this league, where if he gets in the right situation, he can blossom into one of those top point guards in the league. But I think that trade package is for a point guard. It's not for Schroeder. Like, getting Schroeder and Westbrook here is not – like, they're going to start for us. I think those are depth pieces. I want to see what the move is to go get that point guard.
Spot on, my friend. Spot on. I think when you look at what DeMontis brings to this team, I think you're right on that. I don't think he's moving anywhere. I still think when you look at DeMar, like, a trade deadline move still makes a ton of sense. I think, you know, Scott values his leadership and his veteran leadership. And I think that's something that Scott has been looking for, to have to be a culture setter here. When you look at DeMar, he's been around the block. He knows how to win. I just don't know. My back and forth is, okay, is DeMar happy with being with a team that is trying to just compete for the playoffs compared to a team trying to compete for a championship? Because as he's talked about, he's got maybe 2 to 3 more years left on his just NBA career. Is he okay accepting that he's going to be on a team that's vying for a playoff spot instead of vying for a championship? That's the question you ask heading into the season. That's the hard question you really ask if the Kings aren't really in it at the trade deadline. A lot of good things, though. We have a lot of good problems. You know, the good news is this. You're not the Boston Celtics where you have to trade out of the apron. You got money to move. You got pieces to move. My question now is, Scott, what's your next move? You know, it's the ball is in your court. What are you pivoting to next? And I think we'll find out over the next 72 hours of what that team is thinking over at the Golden 1 Center.
I love you, Jake, but that was ridiculous. I would very much rather be the Boston Celtics. One. Two, you don't have to trade to get below the apron. You're choosing to trade to get below the apron.
I don't know. I don't want to pay that. Do you have that money for that luxury tax?
It ain't my money, dog.
They just spent $6 million. They've got it.
It is not my money.
They've got it. They just spent $6
million. I am fine. I got money for the vending machine. I'm good.
Let's remind ourselves where my fandom lies, all right? That will tell you everything you need to know about the Boston Celtics.
Yes, it will. Jake, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, question for you, though. Real quick, you know, the Damian Barling post-workout, what do we do here? Is it a cold plunge? Do we go to the sauna? I'm just looking for some direction here.
Well, a real one would do contrast therapy, where you start in the sauna, then hop in the cold plunge. A real one would go sauna, cold plunge, sauna, cold plunge, sauna, cold plunge for about 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Protein shake along the way, plant-based protein shake, you'd be good.
I'm ready, all right? I want to work out with the man, the myth, the legend, Damian Barley.
Hey, workout started 5:30 every morning in Rockland. You can come hang out.
Y'all can add that cold plunge.
I'll pass.
Y'all can add that.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Give me the...
appreciate you, Jake. Give you the what?
Give me the sleeve and joint, man.
The Normatec?
Yeah, give me that, man.
Have you ever tried a cold plunge?
No, I don't like being cold, though.
Oh, you don't? Yeah. No, you definitely don't.
It's also tough.
I mean, it's not the worst. I'm not going to. I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, it'll be a shock and I'll be fine. But you do it on a regular basis. Like, mm-hmm.
Nah. This morning.
It's a tough thing to have in your home if you're regular like me and KC.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, where am I going to put that?
It's facts.
Where am I going to put that?
Really?
Yeah, where am I going
to
put that?
Where do you going to put it? Next to the Golden One Center. It's outside. The cold plunge is outside.
I don't even know if I had that kind of
moment. Jumped into it, man. That was amazing.
It's crazy. Bro goes to the resort, gets a workout in, and goes to the cold plunge after that.
He really lives like in Hawaii.
You really set yourself up pretty nicely.
Yeah.
I didn't set myself up badly.
That's why I said you set yourself up nicely.
I feel like I did. It's because I don't. All right. I know what y'all are doing, man. I know what y'all are doing. We should go
to 43.
Yeah, Jake Gayden just wrapped up with us. Jake Fisher, Kenny's nemesis, I guess, is going to join us coming up here.
Kenny tweeted and Jake said, I'm going to pull up.
But it's a good move. You should piss off more people. They'll just come on the show the next day.
Yeah, well, except for Coffee Boy. I'll piss him off.
Well, Coffee Boy was scared to death. Yeah. Oh, I'm busy. All right, man.
You think Trista's ever going to succeed in having us all in the same place?
Who, me, you, and Jake Fisher?
No, Coffee Boy.
Oh.
I talk to him. I tell him exactly how I feel and exactly how things went down. But
if Trista asked me to, I would.
I'm not going out of my way.
Like, bro, get out of my face.
Like, I talked to him like, yo, you was on some stuff.
Yo, you was a jackass on social media. Now you want to talk? Oh, get out of here.
Some stuff, bro. And if he can handle that, like if he's good with the things I got to say, and it's not going to be nothing crazy, it's just going to be real talk. But if he's good with that, then yeah, we can move on. If he don't want to hear that, then that's his problem.
Yeah, man.
I don't lose no sleep, though. Never have.
Shouldn't.
Life is good.
Man, you shouldn't.
Let me ask you, what you think about... Yeah. Because that's what I was kind of getting at when we talked about Westbrook, the name of Westbrook, Schroeder, all this other stuff. I think those guys are being mentioned and talked about in backup roles. I think the trade that people think might be on its way, involving potentially a Malik Monk and a Devin Carter, I think that is to get your starting point guard. I don't think Schroeder or Westbrook are starting point guard options for this team. And I don't think that's how Scott Perry's looking at it either.
I agree. That's why the idea, you know, with putting together the Mark Stein tweet and the Sam Amick report don't work. Both of those guys aren't coming in.
Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook. I'd be more inclined to believe for 82 games, Dennis Schroeder would be your starting point guard versus Russell Westbrook. I like Russell Westbrook more. I don't know that they would be comfortable committing 82 games to him to being your starting point guard. But I think they would do that for Dennis Schroeder. But in the same vein, I'm with you. I don't think either one of those guys are meant to be their starting point guard, which is why I feel like I don't know if there's a starting point guard spot out there for Russell Westbrook. Now the one Dennis Schroeder's trying to sign with isn't even a starting point guard.
No.
Which is why it's kind of interesting to he has something. Russell Westbrook absolutely has something. And if it's the Kings, Sam clearly doesn't know that. Right. Like the way Russell was like a oh and also mentioned in his column, which leads me to believe Russ is somewhere else. But John Collins opted in. He did not exercise his opt out. Was that yesterday? The $26 million.
Yeah,
that's because he knew.
Yeah,
his agent did the work, and he learned. Yo, there's not a market, so I'm gonna put the ball in the hands of the team
this.
I'm in.
You need to take.
Okay,
this.
I got this. Let's bring Jake Fisher in. Go ahead, Jake. Jake, I'm gonna clear the floor. We're gonna welcome in Jake Fisher because my man has got something to say.
Hey, hey, Jake, what's up, man? KC here at King KC. You know what I mean? So last night, let me just say, got a little emotional. I got a little impatient last night. And we have this conversation a lot with guys like yourself, with guys like Sam Amick. And you guys are certified, verified. Like, you guys know people in the league. You talk people. You don't make stuff up. You report what you hear. So when you mentioned the whole thing, and you've said it for weeks, like the Kings were trying to get back or were dedicated to getting back in the first round, it was never Jake Fisher is lying. It's who's telling Jake Fisher this? Is it an agent trying to make a have an angle, or is it the Kings trying to get that? Like, who's telling this? So last night when it was like, I told the guys before, I drafted the tweet at like pick 12 because I was antsy. But I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait. And then when Miami drafted and that Pelicans-Hawks trade happened, that's when I got impatient. And I said, who was the one telling him this? Who? And then like 45 seconds later, Shams comes on there and says, the Kings are about to draft at 24.
Jake hit you with the eyes.
And Jake got me, and I got a salute. He got me. I earned that one. I earned that.
You know, welcome to the show, Jake.
It's such a stupid thing, like breaking this stuff, because it's just going to come out, right? Like that. But I think part of what we try to do, and what I've always tried to do previously, but now with Stein at the Substack, is to try to give fans, Kings fans in this example, a general idea of what to expect, because it's more fun to kind of like go to a restaurant and know the cuisine than just like, we're going into the draft and we're going to have some type of meal to take away. You know what I mean? And especially if you're a team that doesn't have a first round pick, I think it's probably exciting to know that your club is looking to get into the action. Of course, what you're talking about, the frustration of, well, you know, if you're going to do this, do it already. And if you don't do it, I think then it's even more frustrating. That hope that was dangled in front of your face is taken away. But yeah, I have some people who know some things about Zach, and I know that you're a low key Knicks fan too.
Hey, I love Jake Fisher.
I'm a Knicks supporter, Jake. I'm a Kings fan. Hey. I'm a Knicks supporter. Jake shout out Fisher, to the Knicks state.
Welcome on this show anytime.
There you go. Shout out Trista Crick.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out Trista Crick. Yes, always, yes, always. Jake, there, our guy Matt George, who will be with us later, Locked On Kings, he noted, I'm curious what you know about this, the Kings actually had, the reason my partner was so impatient is Scott was actually looking, they were hoping for specific players, and they had, you know, a few guys on their list. And from what we've learned out here, Jake, curious what you've heard, they actually had, I don't want to say multiple deals lined up, but they had multiple places they were confident they could jump in the draft if they needed to.
Yeah, that was the sense I had as well going into it. I don't want to like run roughshod with speculation as to where they were going to go, but the two teams that teams in that, or the two players that teams in that range, for example, were like Orlando took Jace Richardson. They wanted Jace Richardson, obviously, when there was kind of some thought around the league that OKC at 24 was a good spot for Sac to get in there. I know the Magic were a bit not concerned, but it was on their radar, like, oh, is it going to be Jace? Of course it did not be. But I think generally for this draft compared to other drafts, there was just such a variance in the rankings of these guys. I mean, we had kind of a quote-unquote top eight, which that got disrupted with Kaman Malawach falling down two spots. Mm-hmm. But still, I think that was relatively chalk. Like, the first seven names that went, not necessarily in that exact order, but those were the seven names people were looking for. But then after that, it was a total crapshoot. And so because of that, a lot of teams, like Portland obviously showed like Washington did an A team. You know, I think even Memphis, if there wasn't really a trade up opportunity for them, like if Cedric Howard goes 10, for example, maybe Memphis is actually even trading down. So I think the board was so fluid and a lot of teams were saying, I'd never heard this number of teams. And I don't have a number off top of mind for anyone being like, how many, but a lot who were saying, yeah, depending on how the board breaks, we could trade up or trade down. Like that was like kind of rife throughout the second half. So the fact that Sac was looming, I'm sure they had several spots lined up of like, okay, this team, if our guy's not here, we know we have a deal with Sacramento on the table. So I'm sure they had a lot of business that was kind of being set up. And that to kind of peel everyone back behind the curtain a bit is also how you start to find out some things about what teams are doing too, right? If they're calling four or five teams with the same initiative and even just two of them tell me, hey, Sac's trying to do this. Yeah. And then, you know, you can check it with some people who would really know about, you know, who they're going for or who's in the building. Then that's kind of when you start to get your story together.
Yes, sir, man. Jake Fisher, man, who got your boy last night and deserved, I deserved it. Even though I didn't add Jake, I didn't add him, but I deserved it. I was impatient.
Someone sent it to me, to be fair. You know, my friend, I had this group chat, high school friends who just are so ready to pile on me when I deserve it. And then are also ready to defend me whenever they think someone needs to be defendable or whatever the verb would be. And I got sent that because it's draft night and the spotlight's on. And, you know, honestly, after what happened while we're in this open, vulnerable spot here, after how I, you know, flubbed some things last year, a lot of people were texting me yesterday, hey, good luck tonight, to the point where I was suspicious. I was like, come on, this now I feel like a charity case. So it's good that it all kind of worked out.
To be clear, Jake, we don't break stuff. We don't report stuff. Mm. We have broken stuff. We have reported stuff. And Jake, I can tell you first, we don't like it. We do not like it at all. It is not fun. It is not enjoyable. And it is, it makes your heart beat a little bit different when those tweets go out, when those words are said over the air. So we completely understand,
100%,
man.
100%. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you guys do such a great job. The De'Aaron interview you did in the middle, I forget when exactly it was in the timeline of that whole saga, but like that's the peak of local journalism to me. Like you guys just crushed that stuff. So
thanks.
I'm an admirer from afar myself.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
So with the Kings, and we talk about that draft night and how it seemed like from everything that I heard, it seemed like that specific players they were looking at. And if they were there, they'd move in there to go get him. If not, they'll kind of play back and maybe even not even go into the first round. Do you think that's how the Kings' offseason is going to be? Like they're going to be cautiously aggressive, right? Where if they're targeting specific players and specific needs for that team, and if it's there, they're going to be aggressive to go get it. But they're not going to just make change for the sake of making change. They're willing to bring as many people back as they need to if it's not the right time. Is that kind of what you're hearing?
Yeah, I think, you know, Scott Perry and Joe Dumars kind of got grouped in together as this old guard coming back in when they both got hired. And Scott Perry has so far clearly shown much more restraint than what his counterpart is doing with the Pelicans. And I think also both situations, to go back to that parallel, are interesting, being that these are, I mean, the Kings, just to zero it in here, it's obviously a roster that still does have a lot of talent across the board. Like forget about the equivalence of the talent with the contract in the case of a Zach LaVine, let's say. But I think generally speaking, like just who is a good NBA player that have unique skill sets or elite skill sets or plus skill sets, that's up and down this roster. So I think because of that, and the record also wasn't exactly what you'd want it to be, and the fit of these pieces have been suboptimal, you're going to be able to have a lot of conversations. Like when you have a lot of B minus to B plus players, for example, those are the types of players that aren't going for a Desmond Bane price or even the price thresholds similar to that Boston's setting for Derek White, for example. Mm-hmm. So I think naturally, just maybe this sounds like a couched answer, but you're going to have a lot of interest if you're putting these players on the board. And for a new front office that has been out of the game for a bit, you know, as well at the top, it makes logical sense. It's a business. It's unfortunate, but to just put out your players' names and see what they're worth if you don't know because you haven't been calling about those guys. So I think all those conversations to make this to a close outside of Domas and Keegan Murray, I think will happen. And I think that doesn't mean there's going to be a fire sale, but I think that they will be looking to be opportunistic if plus value deals end up presenting themselves.
And so that's where you come into this next part. Monday's the start of free agency, and Casey and I, and I think a lot of Kings fans and reporters have started to kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together, and starting to wonder if Malik Monk is around next year. He is a massive crowd favorite for sure. But when Scott Perry laid out what he thinks the principles of this basketball team is going to be, I'm not really sure that Malik fits that. He's also an asset. He's a good ball player, and a lot of people have their eyes on Toronto and Emmanuel Quickwick, guys that have a history with Scott Perry. Yep. Excuse me. You heard anything about that? You are we losing Malik?
Can't give a definitive answer right now, but definitely that Emmanuel Quickley idea mm-hmm. is certainly out there in the ether.
Yeah,
and I think to your point, Malik Monk will have a market because his contract, what's he at, 18 off top of head? Is that yeah. Above the mid-level, and that's kind of the ballpark right now, this whole offseason, right? Every free agent pretty much outside of one or two lucky guys, depending on how the sign and trade market breaks, you're looking at how much of the mid-level you can get. And so teams are looking at player contracts in relation to that. So I don't agree with this, but like there's a consensus around the league that Terrence Mann, who just got kind of salary dumped, quote-unquote, in that Atlanta deal for Porzingis, he makes $15 million-ish across the next 3 years. So people on the league are automatically like, oh, above the mid-level, bad contract. So you will have some teams by that logic who look at Malik Monk, see 18, and say, eh, it's north of the mid-level, we're not so interested. But the teams that will be more focused on adding for talent and for specific needs, especially in the East right now, it's obviously so wide open. Anyone thinks that they can make one or two moves and really factor into being a home court team in the playoffs, I think Malik Monk is going to have interest for sure. And I think the fact that the guard market right now, like if Nickeil Alexander-Walker goes back to Minnesota, there really isn't so much in their prime age talent. Like the best guys on the board are D'Angelo Russell and Chris Paul and Malcolm Brogdon and Russell Westbrook. Like there isn't that 26 to 30 year old guy who could definitely fill it up for you guy really on the market. So I think there will be a market for him. To pinpoint exactly where right now, I mean, I'm still trying to get ready for a draft show tonight for the second round, but it should kind of crystallize, I think, over the weekend.
Well, like you said, you got another round of the draft that you got to get ready for, man. So we appreciate you taking out the time before you go. I mean, I got to ask, what's going on back there, man? What's going on behind you, man? I'm a sneaker guy myself, man. What's going on? What you got going on back there?
We got two J's, two Jordan 1s, mm-hmm. and my blazer. Go. I'm trying to get the
camera. We can go wide view. There we go.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah. Those are the turbo greens are my Eagles game day kicks, and I don't know. I don't like that Eagles thing,
but I can't say nothing because y'all are the Super Bowl champions, so I can't say nothing.
That's our respect. Jalen Hurts, the truth. Yeah, I went to that game. I've been to – the Eagles have not lost a Super Bowl that I have attended, so there you go.
There Stop you go. Going. Well done.
So I went with my brother when we won in Minnesota, freeze my ass off there. Then we didn't go when we played Kansas City the first time around because we wanted to be in Philadelphia to run roughshod in the streets. And that didn't work out. So my brother kind of forced us to go to New Orleans. Not that I need to have any reason to go. I love New Orleans.
Yeah.
And my hot take is that the Super Bowl should always be in New Orleans. The fact that the stadium is walkable is incredible. And New Orleans is incredible in its own right. So Love that city and Super Bowl 59 forever.
Good stuff, man. Hey, good luck tonight, Jake. Yes, and I mean that in a good way, not in a hey, don't do anything crazy way.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
we're tapped man. In. We really appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Light the beam.
Yes, sir. You heard him. You heard him. That's our man, Jake Fisher, right there.
Good stuff.
With a little TK mention, man. Good stuff. He does the Heat Check podcast pretty regularly with her, so. Stay tapped in. Again, obviously, he's got the draft to cover tonight, but yeah, there's rumblings. There's rumblings around the league about the Sacramento Kings and moves, and the Toronto one seems to be the loudest. Again, that doesn't mean anything,
yeah.
But that Toronto one it's kind of gotten to the point where it was loud enough that you just probably shouldn't ignore it anymore.
Right.
And that's where we hit that point yesterday.
Is this mirror? Did it come off like it's something's going to happen sooner than later, too?
I couldn't tell. I didn't get a read.
Well, I mean...
What does crystallize over the weekend mean?
Well, I mean, the draft will be behind us and we'll be heading
into...
That's
what I mean, like maybe coming up like this weekend or something like that.
Yeah, we'll be heading into the first day of free agency.
Right.
How much of the Kings free agent approach factors into... You know, Malik being here versus not being here, whether a deal is in place, whether it's not in place, what it winds up costing them. I mean, it's not crazy that a pick could be, that a trade could be made tonight. Kings right. got a pick tonight. Like, yeah. Second round picks are being thrown all over the place. What are you smiling at?
Can you imagine? They just tell me, like, yeah, well, we'll just talk to you in a few weeks. We're going to figure it out. We're just going to go silent for a few weeks. And if it doesn't work, we'll come back to
no,
you.
No, they don't tell you that. They just do it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, at least that's what the old regime did. It's just,
they not
just
say
stopped
anything.
Returning Harrison Barnes' phone call.
That's crazy. They lucky Harrison didn't say, kick rocks, you.
Hey, big head.
Yeah, to your point, though, when you really think about it, it kind of all makes sense. And it, like, the tentacles of what
is that,
both
is that the
need.
Octopus again?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No show loves...
Loves what?
What do they call octopi?
That is what's the singular is version it? Of it. Yeah, I believe it is.
You mean the plural version?
I mean the yes, the plural version.
Octopi.
Yeah, octopus is just one, like you said.
All right,
you're right. No,
I got
right.
it. We need to go to break. You're we haven't right. taken a commercial break in an hour. Jake Gaden, right to Jake Fisher, man, and we're not done. Drake UU is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Matt George, who did a great job. Mm. Breaking down the Kings war room, so to speak, on the latest edition of the Locked On Kings podcast. He's been all over what the Sacramento Kings have been doing the last few days, and I think he's got some pretty good thoughts on where they might be going moving forward. We'll talk to him in the 3 o'clock hour. So much more ahead. We haven't done it. I apologize. That's me. Let's open up these phone lines. We want to hear from you as well. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Stephen with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Yo.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We got a run-in.
That's Trista Crick's music.
Draft day. TK said, I ain't going a week without speaking to my guy. She grabbed the link from her boy, Jake Fisher. And here we are.
That's why we locked in, man. Locked in.
That's a good
Just crash the party, baby. Talk about the draft. Talk about the first round. Just lament. Lament. Lament.
So see how you guys are feeling? Nah, pretty. I mean, good. I mean, Jake was all over the idea that the Sacramento Kings were going to get into the first round of the draft. And, you know, we've learned since from our guy Matt George, Jake Fisher reiterated. Yeah, the Kings had specific players that they liked, which is why no deal was done in advance. They wanted to make sure they could, you know, get these players at certain spots. They had different teams. I don't want to say lined up, but they were confident in deals that they could make as the draft went along. And Neek was there for them with that 24 pick in Oklahoma City. The cost wasn't too high. I don't even think we've covered that. Everybody knows it by now. It's the protected San Antonio pick from 2027 that conveys immediately if for some reason that protected pick winds up landing, you know, in the top 16. It stays with the Kings and it immediately turns into the 2 second-round picks for San Antonio. So, I mean, TK, he looks like a solid ball player. Like, I don't think anyone's overreacting or going crazy or thinking we, you know, just had the greatest night in the history of the franchise, but for a team that didn't have a pick to start the night, for them to get into this draft and find a player that looks to be a pretty solid fit and potentially a really good rotational player, I think everybody feels good about it.
Yeah, I think you look at a guy who's long, 6'6", wing, and you say, okay, like, we'll take a flyer on this guy. I think a lot of people had Neek mocked a little bit earlier than this, so to get to what, 23, and him still not be there, or him still not be drafted, and, you know, be a, like a West Coast sort of Pacific West Coast sort of player at Colorado State, I think that's a good look. I think that was the most, I was like, oh, okay, that's a competent, all I want from a team is like, at least I, even if I don't agree, and I do agree with this, but even if I don't agree, or I wouldn't have done it, I just want to have confidence in the decision-making process. And this felt like a very adult move. Felt like a very competent GM move.
Yeah, I agree. Even down to, you know, I always say the process doesn't always matter to me, but the process was on point. Like, you have guys that you're looking to draft. You don't want to do anything too early. You want to see how it plays out, and if those guys are there, then you'll be aggressive. If not, you just live on to draft another day or something like that. So I like the way that went down. One of the things that I see in Nick Clifford's game, I want to know, because I know you watch a lot of college hoop, is there are aspects to his game that I think could work better in the pros than in college. Because, you know, college gets a little jumbled up and, you know, junked up with the defense and all this other stuff. The pro game, a little bit more wide open. And I think his ability to catch on the perimeter, one dribble, go, rip through, go, jab, step, go, catch and shoot once he works on that shot a little bit. I think there's some things that could really, like, blossom once he gets to the NBA. You know, I don't know what that ends up putting him as a player, but there's a skill set that I think could help in the NBA.
Yeah, and I think having a guy who can the NBA game is just much more wide open, right? You just get lots more space. And so it's opening up driving lanes. It's just a better fit for that type of a player where things get very clogged up in the college game. So you don't sometimes know what you're getting from a college player, especially depending on the offensive system that they're in, really how that's going to translate. And so I think for Neek, and I didn't watch a lot of him really in college, but from what I saw and what I read, you know, he could end up being a really rangy defender and a guy that can do a lot of the things that Doug Christie in his prime did, which is what they're sort of comping him out as, which is sort of wild.
I'm looking at the draft results last night. If I did this right, there were 10 trades in the final 20 picks.
It's craziness. And guess what? Brooklyn did none of them.
None of them. They drafted 5 players last night. That's crazy.
I don't know. I was certain they were going to go up and move up and try to take Ace Bickley.
Who had the most confusing night of the draft? Was it the Nets, the Pelicans, or the Suns?
Mm.
Or the Blazers.
Well, talk about your Blazers for a second.
Like, I think process what I was doing a live stream, live reacting to the first round with Fluent and Chill, two great guys. Actually, you guys like sort of remind me of them in the sense of like very casual, like nose hoop in and out. And somebody in the little super chat was like, Yang Hansom going whatever. Or I think they put Hanson Yang. And I go, don't F around with me, okay? Like, don't play with me. I will lose my ish right now, okay? And then they were like 20 seconds ahead, and I go, oh, that they weren't joking. I was thinking, I was excited about Carter Bryant.
Mm.
Love Carter Bryant's game. You know, that's like the – from Arizona, that's the kind of guy I like, right? Mm. Do not give me a cookie. I don't want the cookie right now. I don't have to have it hot. He is lying, yes. Anyway.
You don't like cookies?
She just made a cookie.
Well, that's great. Why not?
I don't need a cookie in the middle of this hit, okay? I don't need it.
All right.
Mama Crick, shout out.
She's like just, you know, she just is always trying to be a little star, you know? She doesn't want
Well, she is a star. Star. That's our girl.
She goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you saw us on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I should start a show.
It's comedy.
Start a show.
So Carter Bryant was on my list. Kasparis was on my list. So those type of players, I was like, all right, that's right in the range of who we could get. And I'm like, all right, well, is it going to – maybe we can get like a Derek Queen? I don't know. So I was flabbergasted and surprised. Everyone was surprised. And I knew at that moment we're going to get crushed. We are going to get crushed for this pick. I don't care what happens. I don't care why. I just know that this is going to be the thing that everyone talks about. Because he's mocked at like 35.
Mm.
Sam Vecenie had him ranked like 48th. But what I will say is this. I dug into it. And I'm loving the process. Mm-hmm. They've been evaluating and scouting this kid since he was 18 in China. And somebody was tweeting about this literally back in 2020. Three, being like, hey, Mike Schmitz, former ESPN talent evaluator, assistant GM, has now just gone to China, and he's in love with this kid, Yang Hansen. And I'm like, okay, tell me why. Like, what's the deal? And then Jake Fisher tweets out that he speaks to a Nuggets source, and they say Chinese Jokic. I'm like, is that for real? I don't want to fact check Jake, but let me call my own Nuggets people out. You know, like, let me do my little, put my little Twitter fingers to work, you know, on the text. And they said, no, he is one of my, this person said, he was one of my favorite players at the combine. Mm. The interview was insane, like really great, great kid, great personality. Not one of those 19-year-olds who's like gangly. Like he's a, like kind of a grown man. Mm. Have you seen mm-hmm. photos of him without his shirt on? Pause, just like kind of ripped. And for, you know, a 7'2" guy from China who's 19, he's a lot bigger than even Victor Wembanyama, like in terms of like his.
Yeah, he's like 250 or something.
Solid. Yeah, his musculature. He has musculature. So they said, okay, not only was the interview process really great and everybody loved him, but also there was this one, Rafael Barlow said he was with the Portland staff and was like, why do you guys like this kid so much? And they're like sort of trying to explain it. And then there was this one pass that he made that blew everyone away, a Jokic-esque pass. Like, oh, whoa, what was, you know, like a no-look kind of a deal. Mm. So they've been evaluating him for 2 years. They actually wanted to draft him last year, but he didn't enter the draft. And so he was the only guy that they had on their list. Mm. That was it. It was, we're going to move back from 11, and we'll see how far back we can go before we feel like we're going to lose him. Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of people, they're saying, well, surely if he's mocked at 35, why only go back to 16? Now I'm seeing online, I don't know if this is true, but Chinese journalists are reaching out to NBA teams, and Minnesota was thinking about drafting him at 17. Brooklyn was thinking about drafting him at 19. And then there was another team that was looking to draft him into the 20s. So
probably Brooklyn.
Probably Brooklyn again. Probably Brooklyn again.
Brooklyn two or three more times.
So I think, and then you move back and you get a first round pick and 2 second round picks. To me, that's good GMing. Whatever you think about who he is and what, why they drafted a center and who else they could have gotten. Portland has a log jam at every single position, including center. Center, if they drafted a guard, it's like, well, you have Scoot and you got Shaden. So what does that mean about Scoot? We could have said that for the three. You got Denny. What's going on? Like, what is this? So I think at 11, it's really tough when you have needs, but you already have players that you're high on. And we know that this team isn't interested in keeping DeAndre Ayton. Dominic Ayton is not staying. Rob Williams probably not staying. So it's probably just Klingon and Young Hansom.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.